Hi, I'm Ken Fireman, the managing editor for Sage Business Researcher, and I'm speaking with Lisa Rabaska-Ropi, who has written our report on the trends in the publishing industry. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Ken.
So let me begin by asking this. You discovered that a great disruptor is haunting the industry, but it's not the one that most people expected just a few years ago. What happened?
Well, I think most people expected ebooks to be the big disruptor. But as it turns out, paperback and hardcover books are gaining popularity again, partly because there isn't as big of a price difference between an ebook and a physical book anymore. And audiobooks are very popular, I think, because we're all used to listening to podcasts. But the big game changer is really the acceptance and the popularity of independent presses that are publishing authors that traditional publishers are turning down. Uh-huh. And in some cases, though, those authors are actually making a lot more money than they would with a traditional publisher.
These independent publishers, how do they differ from the so-called vanity presses of earlier years?
Well, with a vanity press, the author would be paid a fee and the press would print whatever the author gave them. The author is in charge of editing, designing, making all the decisions. There's no third party looking at it and providing input. But with an independent press, there'll be a publisher who is vetting manuscripts. They decide if the manuscript is publish ready. And then they work with the author to really produce a high quality editorial product. I spoke with a number of people who work at independent presses, and they were very specific about the fact that they want to turn out a high quality product that the average reader wouldn't know the difference between what they're printing and what one of the big five publishers was printing.
So it sounds like these independent publishers have integrated some of the functions of the traditional publishers, but have a much sort of wider range than the traditional publishers. They sort of try to go down the middle, I guess, would be one way to put it. Is that right?
Yeah, and a lot of the people who work at these independent publishers actually came from some of the big five publishing houses. As the houses have been consolidating and being bought up by bigger and bigger entities and looking to make more and more profits, there's also been attrition, layoffs, and even some editors that I spoke with said that they wanted to move away from traditional publishing because they felt that they were being told they could only publish certain types of books or only books by authors that have a big following.
So do these independent publishers, or at least some of them, take on all of the tasks that are associated with producing publishing a book, the kinds of things that the traditional publishers do?
They are, in some ways, the author has to pay into the publishing of the book. So it's sort of a shared cost. So the author will pay for some of the publishing costs, and the publisher helps them get through the process. They will help them edit. They will help them copy edit. They will help them design the cover. They do everything. The process is very similar to a traditional publisher, but the author is paying into the model. So I guess it's author subsidized.
Yeah. Do these independent publishers typically make money? Are they profitable?
Well, the authors actually can make, if the author is able to sell the book, they can actually make a little bit more money because they will get a higher percentage of the profits. So in a lot of ways, these independent publishers are changing the way authors are paid. So instead of receiving an advance, I mean, we all hear about, you know, the big author advance. Instead of getting an advance, the author will start to get royalties after they've reached the amount. I mean, they will immediately start getting royalties because they've paid for the publishing costs. They're not paying against that. and they often get a higher percentage. So an independent publisher will give 60% compared to 8 or 12%, which is what the most traditional publishers will give.
And what about the independent publishers themselves? Do they make money? Is this a business model that works?
Yes, I believe so, because I don't think they would be doing it if it wasn't. And also, they don't have the same costs as a traditional publisher, because many of them are using this print-on-demand technology. So they're only printing books as they are ordered, or they're using digital books to distribute them. So there's no warehousing cost. You don't have to do a huge print run, because you just print the book as it's ordered and then ship it out.
Now, what is the impact of all these trends on bookstores? First of all, the last remaining national bookstore chain, Barnes & Noble, is it imperiled?
Yes, most of the people I spoke with for this report expressed concern about Barnes & Noble. And they also discussed the fact that it's really unclear how readers are finding books these days, because, you know, we're not going to go to Amazon to, like, browse for a book the way we would at a bookstore. However, there has been a resurgence in smaller independent bookstores, and a Harvard Business School professor actually recently did a study that came out last November, and it found that between 2009 and 2015, the number of independent bookstores grew by 35%.
So they're clearly experiencing a resurgence.
Yes. And also, we shouldn't forget that Amazon, who obviously is always selling us stuff online, also has opened a number of physical brick-and-mortar bookstores.
Well, I've been speaking with Lisa Rabaska-Ropi, who has done Sage's report on publishing. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thanks, Ken.